Okay, Essay Feedback for Jan. Introduction. My advice would be to actually answer the title question more directly. You're explaining here, I will be giving examples in the area of knowledge, math and the natural sciences, fine, but what are you going to show? And in math, knowledge is gained mainly through the application of the area of knowledge of reason. Okay, yeah, and you're telling me what math and what science is, but you're not yet answering the question. So why are you telling me that? So this is actually my recommendation that you do that. I'm not saying that you should not take these parts out, but why are you telling me that? I just want to know whether good explanations in math and science have to be true, but you're giving me an answer of what math and science is. Basically, say it more clearly what a good explanation also is and what truth is in math and science, and do this already in the introduction. Generally, with the other paragraphs, I did not really have a lot of problems. In the first body paragraph, you say that basically math is based on axioms and all of these things and mathematical proofs. But can you give me an example of this? Okay, this is actually something that I would like to see a little bit more evidence for your claims. Okay. A counterclaim to this may be that some explanations do seem to be good and lead to the correct knowledge gained, even if they are incorrect. This reads a little bit like a contradiction. They're correct, but they're incorrect. So maybe in the English way of formulating the sentence, maybe you can make this a little bit more clear. So I know what you mean later on when I continue to read, but this first line here some do seem to be good and lead to the correct knowledge, but they're incorrect. So I don't get it, okay? That's what I kind of want to say is maybe it's because you're using the word correct and incorrect, but actually these two words, you want to mean something different, okay? So next one, in a science paragraph, I'm asking here, are you actually talking about a different type of truth in the natural sciences than in math? Okay, so this was something that could be a little bit more clear, I would say, okay? Because I think you're talking about different type of truth, and maybe this can be clarified a little bit more. Next paragraph, and this is an integral part of how science works. I kind of like that. So I have no major issues here. Based on this, it's possible to argue that science that is considered knowledge at any given time is simply the best explanation we currently have, but that it is not true. This kind of also sounds a little bit in the formulation, a little bit strong, or maybe not true forever, or not only true temporarily, or something like this, okay? But this sounds a little bit... it reads weird, okay? And at the bottom, because even if it is not a true explanation, it is maybe a good enough explanation, okay? Good enough for the purpose. So maybe, clarify this a little bit here. I don't know. It's so insofar what you have here is quite okay. But I don't know. I would add some more paragraphs here. Maybe some comparison between math and the natural sciences, or because this one over here does not really limit you to two areas of knowledge. Maybe you can include, I don't know, I'm just saying, arts, and you compare math and the sciences to arts. Maybe okay. So I'm not saying that you simply now include a third area of knowledge. You as a completely separate section, while I think you could do that because the title does not forbid you to do that, I think it might also be better maybe to, I don't know, pick arts or history or something like this, and then compare maybe math and the natural sciences to history or arts, okay, to get a little bit more word count here, okay? So that's it. All the best.